All right, so we've been talking about the things that we do in our worship service today. We're going to talk about the Psalm of the Day. You see that in the bulletin, so we've already begun. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, had our sins forgiven. We've sung one hymn, and now every day we read part of one of the Psalms, and we print it in the bulletin. But who was surprised last week to discover that the Psalms are in the hymnal as well? Some of you know that? Way before the hymns, way before the liturgies, what are these? These are the Psalms. Now, here's a question for you. Do you guys know how many Psalms there are? The Bible has a lot of them. Did you know that? There's a lot of Psalms. They all have a number, see? 103, 104. And it skips some of them, 107. So how many Psalms are there? Anybody in the adults know how many Psalms are there? 150 of them. Is that a big number? It is. And do you know what they're about? They're about pretty much everything. The Psalms, one of the things they're about, one of my favorite parts of the Psalms, is the Psalms are about what it's like to be a believer. So let me ask you this. Have any of us ever been sad? You ever felt sad? Yeah. Did you know that there are Psalms about that, where the Psalms talk about, Lord, have you forgotten all about me? Right? And those are in the Bible, right? Have you ever been happy? Yeah, and there's things in the Psalms like that. Praise God for his blessings. Have you ever been mad? Does that happen? Ever been, any of us out here, ever been angry about something? The Psalms have that. You can read the Psalms, and sometimes we'll think, uh-oh, I'm a Christian, should I think that way? You can read through these Psalms and suddenly discover some of them praise God, some of them sing, some of them talk about Jesus who's coming, some of them talk about their sadness, and some of them talk about their struggles. So what's in the Psalms? Pretty much everything. Everything you can feel or think or experience, the people of God have felt those things in the past. And so we read them and we discover that I'm a lot like other believers, right? And God still loves me. And so there are plenty of Psalms who praise God and thank him for his grace and his mercy. And every week in church, we read one of them. But some people read one Psalm every day. Every day. How many Psalms are there? 150. So if you read one every day, it would take you almost half a year to read them all. How's that for a project, right? All right, those are the Psalms. With that being said, you guys can return to your spots, and we'll sing the hymn of the day.